It's time for Music in Time on WGXC. I'm your host, Evan McCormick. This is the show that's all about putting music in its historical context. Sometimes we do that by homing in on a specific album and looking at what was happening around its release. Other times, like today, we take what I like to call a historical road trip, stopping off at different years and times to examine a theme and how a particular idea or maybe type of music has evolved through history. And today's theme is spooky season. That's right. If you're like me, in these late October weeks, you gravitate to music that reflects some of the darker themes of this time of the year. Spirits, ghosts, monsters. And I'm not talking about Halloween theme music. I love that too. But I'm interested today in songs that use dark imagery. Vampires, bloodlust, werewolves, etc. Not necessarily to scare, but to haunt. So here's what we're going to do today. We're going to take a little historical road trip through some of the songs that I consider to be most haunting and think about what makes them spooky. This show is mostly going to be about the music and a little light on the history, but my hope is this playlist will get you thinking about some of the songs that you consider spookiest and why. This sonic time travel trip starts in 1956 with a version of In the Pines, an old folk song from a 19th century sung here by the Kossoy sisters, a pair of twins from New York City whose renditions of Appalachian folk music turned them into local favorites in the Greenwich Village folk scene in the 1950s. Now, this song would go on to be made famous decades later when Kurt Cobain, at the advice of Mark Lanegan from the Screaming Trees, covered it for Nirvana Live Unplugged. But even that version was a cover of a cover by Leadbelly in that case. This song is a folk ballad passed down through generations, retaining its basic structure, but always taking on a slightly different flavor based on who is recording it and performing it. It's a song about betrayal, loneliness, and death, and there's something about the Kossoy sisters in their high-pitched, airy, harmonized voices that lends to the uncanny mystery of it all. From 1956, it's In the Pines by the Kossoy sisters.
Shivered where the cold winds blow. In the pines, in the cold, lonesome pines. Shivered where the cold winds blow. Little girl, where'd you stay? Shivered where the cold winds blow. The prettiest girl that I ever did see lived down in the Georgia pines. And the only girl that I ever did love, I knew she'd never shines, shivered where the cold oceans shivered where the cold winds blow. In the pines, in the pines, in the cold, lonesome pines shivered where the cold winds blow.
You're listening to Music in Time on WGXC. That was Rank Strangers by the Stanley Brothers, a bluegrass duo from Western Virginia and Tennessee from the 1950s and 60s. Like In the Pines before it, there's something subtly mysterious underlying that song as the singer returns to some place familiar to them but finds themselves completely unknown. They've become an outsider. And it's that theme of haunting outsiderness that folk music captures so well, and which lends to the hauntingness that I'm exploring in the music we're listening to today. We're now going to pivot to a handful of later songs that grow out of that folk tradition in the 1960s, a couple of songs that explicitly reference figures of horror, not as scare tactics, though, but as images of outsiderness. And it's something that I'd argue has always been true of the musical tradition, as opposed to film, with some notable exceptions, of course, which is this use of sound and storytelling, songwriting, to portray haunting as a reflection of sadness and longing, rather than horror. In These classic characters, like ghosts and vampires and zombies even, become sometimes playful, but more often tragic figures on the fringe of society. To show you what I mean, here's The Scarecrow by Pink Floyd from 1967's Piper at the Gates of Dawn, and a classic, Michael Hurley's Werewolf from 1970.
The black and green scarecrow, as everyone knows, stood with a bird on his hat and swore everywhere he didn't care. He stood in a field where barley grows. His head did no thinking, his arms didn't move, except when the wind cut up rough and mice ran around on the ground. He stood in a field where barley grows. The black and green scarecrow was sadder than me, but now he's resigned to his fate, his life's not unkind, he doesn't mind. He stood in a field where barley I never play my song.
play? What do you play on?
We're back on Music and Time on WGXC. I'm Evan McCormick, your host. Today, we're taking a little historical road trip through some classic songs of haunting and the dark supernatural forces that lurk in the music we tend to listen to around this time of year. We just touched on the folk tradition and the use of horror tropes like the werewolf and the scarecrow and the way those resonate with the outsiderness of folk music. Our next stop is going to be the advent of punk, which was, of course, a movement all about not fitting in deliberately or not. I mean, think of the Misfits. And so it should be no surprise that tropes of horror reappeared in the late 1970s and 80s, but in a different way than the earlier folk songs we just listened to. Gone in many of these songs is the haunting aspect of not fitting in, that foreboding powerlessness in the face of evil. Here we find more an embrace of evil, or even an angst at the supernatural forces at work. If the question lurking behind haunting is still, why don't I fit in? The music of the 70s and 80s answered it differently than folks lamenting for the outcast. Instead, punks delighted in the fringe, pointing a finger at the society all around, suggesting that that's where evil forces were at work. Taking an expansive definition of punk here, I've got quite a slate to make my case. First, it's the Ramones' zombie-infused Bad Brain from 1978. Got Roki Erickson's I Walked with a Zombie from 1980's spooky classic, The Evil One. The Fall's Lucifer Over Lancashire from 1985, and to round it out, we'll return to Austin for Daniel Johnston's classic Deviltown from 1990.
I used to be a student. I never used to live. I used to you really, is that the training that you must have in discussion at your own level regarding the existence of God is far greater than everybody that's ringing you tonight.
I have to disagree. I don't have any training at all of that sort.
Thank you. I was living in a devil town. Didn't know it was a devil town. Oh Lord, it really brings me down about the devil town. And all my friends were vampires. Didn't know they were vampires. Turns out I was a vampire myself in the devil town. I was living in a devil town. Didn't know it was a devil town. Oh Lord, it really brings me down about the devil town.
I'm Evan McCormick. This is Music in Time on WGXC. We're on a sonic time travel trip, looking at the theme of haunting over the years in music. And we've arrived at the 1990s. You're going to have to forgive me for skating over the entire origin of goth music here. Maybe we'll do that for Halloween next year. For now, I'm going to let you off at our next stop, which is the mid-1990s, when the alternative music movement took that angsty outsiderness I was talking about with earlier punk and post-punk, and packaged that spooky darkness into something that was as mainstream as sock hops and discos. Countless are the songs from the 1990s that used dark atmospherics and spooky imagery to capture the emotional isolation and longing for late 20th century youth. Coming up, I've got PJ Harvey, but who better to make my case about the alternative era than the band that adopted Halloween tropes as the core of their whole misfit vibe? They once even spoke for a generation of teens by claiming the world is a vampire. That's right, it's the Smashing Pumpkins with 1995's Dark Love Song from the Lost Highway soundtrack, I.
I breathe, I'm in.
That was the Smashing Pumpkins with I, followed by PJ Harvey's Meet the Monster, and then Radiohead's We Suck Young Blood, which inverts the vampire trope to critique the culture of capitalism run amok by the early 2000s when that album Hail to the Thief came out. Well, germane to Radiohead's critique, something interesting happens after the millennium. So remember earlier when I said that the musical tradition had more instances of treatments of haunting as something other than scary, more so than perhaps the film tradition? Well, in the mass consumer era and the advent of prestige television, that starts to change, mostly for the better, I would argue. So think about some of the major cultural touchstones of the last 20 years. Twilight, The Walking Dead, even Harry Potter. There are dark forces at work in so much of what we watch as a culture, and a lot of it, good news, is thoughtful, funny, even. Darkness is kind of having a moment. And I am going to tie this back to music, because one of my favorite aspects of this era has been the creative use of theme music. I've got two examples from recent years. I'm not going to tell you what they are, because I want to let you guess what shows they're from. I'll tell you after the break.
Came in, the air went out, and every shadow filled up with doubt. I don't know who you think you are, but before the night is through, I wanna do bad things with you.
to sit up in his room. Heart sick and eyes filled up with blue. I don't know what you've done to me, but I know this much is true. I wanna do bad things with you.
Welcome back to Music in Time on WGXC. I'm your host, Evan McCormick, and we're nearing the end of our music historical road trip through Songs of Haunting. Those were two theme songs from TV shows that are part of what I think of as the new school of spooky content, which I'm happy to say takes a thoughtful approach to fear and haunting. Did you know the shows? That was Jace Pruitt's Bad Things, which was from True Blood, first aired in 2008, and then Norma Tanega from What We Do in the Shadows, the send-up of vampire horror that debuted in 2019 after the film of the same name. I love seeing the repurposing of one of those early folk songs. That one was from 1965, similar to some of the stuff I played at the beginning of this episode. So where to end things? Well, if you were wondering why I haven't played the Prince of Darkness himself, Nick Cave, the songwriter perhaps most associated with themes of evil and the supernatural, it's because I wanted to save him for this moment, the end of the show. Because in his recent music, especially what's been released after the tragic death of his son in 2015, Nick Cave hasn't abandoned tropes of the supernatural, but he's kind of repurposed them to deal with themes of longing and grief. He's become almost a sage mischief maker. And so, as a last song, and one that can remind us that music can fit the spooky season for all sorts of reasons, many that are not about fear, it's the literally haunting song, Ghosteen Speaks, from Nick Cave and the Bad Seeds' 2019 album, Ghosteen.
I am beside you. I am beside you. I am beside you. I am beside you. Look for me. Look for me. I am beside you. Look for me. I try to forget. To be free, I think my friends have gathered here for me. I think they've gathered here for me to be beside me. Look for me. Look for me. I am beside you. You are beside me. You are beside me.
Thanks for being beside me on this musical historical road trip for Spooky Season on Music and Time on WGXC. Again, I'm your host, Evan McCormick. I showed you some of the songs that resonate the most with me around this time of year, but I hope it made you think of the songs that you like to listen to during Spooky Season, songs that maybe open you up to the possibility of dark supernatural forces that we associate with Halloween that you might not think about or listen for at other times. So what are those songs for you? I'd love to know. Find me on Instagram. I'll share the playlist there. Let me know what's on your Spooky Season playlist. Otherwise, I'll be back on the fourth Wednesday of next month for another Sonic Time Travel trip on the next episode of Music in Time. Catch you then.